I was asked about the responsibility for a renter to build a maka, a railing, on a roof, because someone moved into a home, he's renting a home, and I guess the bedroom opens up to a roof. And the railing is not, it's, there's the railing's not all across the roof, and it's not a slanted roof. So what's the responsibility? So the pasuk in Parshas Ki Tsetse, Perek Chav Beis, pasuk Ches, provides a positive mitzvah and a negative mitzvah. Ki Yisev Na Bayis Chadosh V'Asisa Makel Gagecha. You have to make a maka, a kind of railing for your roof. V'Losasim Damim Ve'Secha, and you should not place blood in your house, and you shouldn't create a situation where there could be danger. So there's a positive mitzvah of V'Asisa Makel, and also the Lo Tasim Damim Ve'Secha. Rashi points out that the end of the pasuk says ki yipol anofel mimenu, that even though if a person, God forbid, falls from someone's roof and he it's the will of God that the person should fall from the roof, nevertheless it should not be done through you. You should make sure it's not, if the person's supposed to die or something, God forbid, someone's supposed to harm himself by the decree of God, it should not come through you. So we have to try to prevent any type of harm coming from hazards in our home. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos in Choshe Mishpat, Siman Tav Chav Zayin Seif Gimel, tells you that a home belonging to two partners are obligated in a makkah, even though it says Kisiv Na Bayis Chadosh V'Asisa Makkah LeGagecha. You should make a makkah for your roof, singular. That doesn't exclude the. It doesn't exclude Shutfim. So what does Gagecha singular exclude? But it says, but to be drashos, excludes not as opposed to personal homes, but let's say shuls or bate midrash that are not roy are assumed the deer, they're not made for living. So there's probably less concern with them. But in personal homes, you have to build a ma'akeh. What's the height? The height is in halacha, in Seif Heyim, Siman Tav Chav Zayin, it has to be at least 10 tefachim high. It also has to be chaz, the mechitzah has to be chazakah, strong. So a person should lean on it and not fall. Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Tav Chav Zayin Seif states that the chiyuv of makkah is only on those roofs which are shavim, which are straight, velo b'shipua, that aren't, and ones that are slanted. If they're slanted or sloped, then people typically don't use them, so there's no requirement for a makkah. Whose responsibility is it? If there's a landlord-tenant relationship, is it the landlord's responsibility or the tenant's responsibility? So the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Aleph on the base lists in a landlord-tenant relationship which responsibilities for the home are responsibilities for the landlord and which are responsibility for the tenant. So basically, anything that's a ma'aseh uman, a job that requires a professional, that's a responsibility of the landlord. Anything that's considered a ma'aseh hedyot, and not a job that could be done by a non-professional, that's the responsibility, it seems, of the tenant. And among the responsibility of the tenant is lasos lo sulam, to make a, if there's a ladder that you need to go from the lower story to the upper story, and also lasos lo makkah. The makkah, the railing, is a responsibility, or the machitza that you use to protect from the roof, so no one falls over. That's the responsibility of the tenant, according to the Mishnah and the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. The reason, well, at least according to Pesachei Tshuva, that he cites opinion that it's only a, so it's a machlokas, whether it's a deraisa obligation or a derabbanan. In other words, it might only be, it might really be the obligation of the one who owns the house. But Pesachei Tshuva cites an opinion that the obligation is only a rabbinic obligation on the tenant. Why? Because, based on the Smag in Siman Ayin Tes, is because since he's living there, so maybe the landlord is going to be too lazy and not going to do anything because he's not living there. So the one who's living there should do the easy jobs, the ma'aseh hedyot. So it might be that Mikar Adin, the obligation really stems from the maskir, the landlord, and then the tenant has to do it because it's easier for him and it's a simple job. That being said, many Achronim point out today that it's common practice for the owner of the home to provide the safety features, such as the safety railings and the window bars, as appropriate. In monetary matters, halacha generally follows the common cost of the Minhag HaMedina, so therefore the requirement to build the makkah reverts back to the owner. So therefore the landlord would be required to build the makkah, not the socher. If the landlord doesn't, then it seems that the socher would be responsible, because he has to. Because it seems that it's both of their responsibilities, but the primary responsibility is the maskir. If he doesn't, then the socher should do it anyway, at the very least, based on lo tasim dam veisecha, that there should not be blood in your house. But on a very simple level, the Gemara says that the socher is responsible, so it has some level of responsibility. So it could be the maskir may have more of a level of responsibility, according to the Achrodim, because that's common custom. If he doesn't, the socher should build it to make sure it's safe. There's a discussion, what if the landlord's not Jewish? Does the obligation to build a makkah emanate from the maskir? And really, if the maskir, the landlord is obligated, so then we obligate the tenant according to the Gemara. But if the landlord's not obligated, then because he's a non-Jew, so the tenant's not obligated at all. That seems to be the position of the Maharal Diskin based on the Urayim. But others disagree. Even if there's no obligation on a Torah level, on a mitzvah saseh level, for the socher to build a makkah, if the landlord is a non-Jew, nevertheless, you still have the lotasim damim veisecha. The Gemara writes in Bava Kama Daf Tesvav Beis that you can't have a wild dog in your house, which could cause damage to others because of the pasuk lo tasim dam beisecha. So in any case, if the landlord does not build the makkah, it's incumbent upon the tenant to make sure that there is no damage emanating from the lack of a railing on a roof that is a non-slanted roof in your house.